Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Don Close, talking cattle inventory numbers with us in just a moment.
This is Greg Griffith with the Livestock Exchange. Friends, you need a professional working for you when you sell your cattle. That's how you get top dollar. And selling with one of the 8 commissions at the Oklahoma National Stockyards means you will have a pro working hard on your behalf. The Oklahoma National Stockyards, still one of the largest stocker and feeder cattle markets in the world. Bring your cattle and consign with one of our commission firms. And while you're in town, go around the corner and have a great steak or shop for a pair of boots here in Stockyard City. Remember, the Livestock Exchange at the Oklahoma National Stockyards.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, futures contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
We're talking today at the 2017 Cattle Industry Convention with Don Close with Rabo AgriFinance. And Don, let's talk a little bit about, first of all, this cattle inventory report's just out from USDA. Bigger numbers than what a lot of people were kind of anticipating.
A lot bigger numbers than anybody was anticipating, particularly with that inventory report. Those are such large numbers to start with that, you know, that's like turning an ocean vessel. If you take the surprise out of the inventory numbers this afternoon, add that with the placement numbers that we saw last Friday afternoon, the ramifications that has for the number of cattle we could likely be seeing for the second half of the year, it's a big change.
We've really kind of ramped up since that drought of, what, 5 years ago or thereabouts. We really have put this machine in place to really generate a lot more beef.
Well, we absolutely have, and you know, and there's been a lot of really good news to drive that. I think the core of that, when we went through 2014, 2015, you had cow-calf producers with returns of as much as $500 a head. As we look back, clearly that economic signal was received in spades.
It was a kind of euphoric moment, I guess you could say. Beef cow numbers, they continue to rise. Mm-hmm. We're now above 31 million head, according to USDA.
And that's the modeling work that we had done at Rabo. We had, you know, we were at bigger numbers early on in the cycle. We had dialed ours back, and our expected peak in beef cow numbers was the 31.2 million. However, we really weren't thinking we would get there until a year from now, extreme case of 2019. So clearly, the market has ramped up faster than we had anticipated, and obviously with the number of cattle in the system, and you know, will there be a lot of expansion plans curtailed after this afternoon? Probably so, but even so, you just take that whole growth cycle event. Mm-hmm. Are the cards in place to see a fractionally bigger number a year from today? Mm-hmm. No, that's in place.
Seems like the momentum's there, that we could still grow a little bit more.
Very, very well said. The momentum is there. You know, if you take the slowdown in activity through the fourth quarter of 16, now it even that tail end of this thing, it's really going to slow down, and would certainly expect to see another sizable increase in the percentage of heifers on feed. We'll have that change up of the fed slaughter mix. You know, I have reservations that we will continue to see the aggressive pace of beef cow slaughter in 17 that we saw through so much of 16. And here's why. So many of those, you know, going back to 2013, there were so many cows that were retained. There were so many cows that had made their way to the sale barn, but made their way back to a farm, that there were a lot of aged cows in that pool. Mm-hmm. And I think that whole block of 13, 14 cows, it's just kind of like the rat through the proverbial snake analogy, that we can watch that set of cows go all the way through. But once we get those cows cleaned up, we're really talking about a pretty young cow herd with this rollover in inventory. So, it, you know, will cow slaughter be bigger than a year ago? Probably so, but we're not going to be at that 10 and 13% week over week increase over a year ago.
Don Close with Rabobank. Top three beef cow states, by the way, Texas, then Oklahoma, then Missouri. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Messner Ranch, they've got the oldest annual production sale in the state, and it's coming up on February 4th at the ranch in Slapout, Oklahoma. The sale starts at 12:30, featuring 150 service-age Hereford and Angus bulls, plus 80 bred Angus and Hereford heifers. Request a catalog at dvauction.com, or for more information, contact Milton at 580-273-9494, or call Van at 580-552-1555. That's the Messner Ranch production sale, February 4th. We'll see you there.
That's your Beef Buzz from Nashville. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.